Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we are discussing The Mighty Ones. Yes, everyone's favourite type of one, The Mighty One. if you've not heard of this show before or seen it, let me give you a bit of information about it before we begin. The Mighty Ones is an American animated television series produced by DreamWorks Animation Television and created by Sunil Hall and Lynn Naylor. You may recognize the name Lynn Naylor. She has worked on shows such as Super Robot Monkey Team, SpongeBob SquarePants, Powerpuff Girls, and Ren and Stimpy. She is also a co-founder of the studio Spunko, well known for their Ren and Stimpy ties, and so on and so forth. So quite a big name on the American animation scene there. The show, The Mighty Ones, premiered on 9th of November 2020 on Peacock and Hulu. It was renewed for a second season, which was released on July the 1st, 2021. It is the first and so far only TV series produced by DreamWorks Animation Television Series since their rename to be completely original material and not based on any pre-existing property. So there you go.
That's a fresh one.
Yeah, pretty fresh for the company. There's two series with a total of 20 episodes or 40 segments. And it was originally pitched to Nickelodeon.
Oh.
There you go, who said no.
Shady.
So, there you go, interesting stuff. It doesn't have a Rotten Tomatoes review, unfortunately. Of any kind, audience or...
Oh, really?
Amateur, yeah. Nothing.
Zero tomatoes.
Yeah, it's on there. It's just got no reviews. However, we do have our trusty IMDb rating with a total of 106 ratings.
Okay.
So pretty low number considering.
Yeah.
However, you know, that's, I guess, in a way, some sort of clue for you when you are guessing the IMDb rating.
And I guess
7.4. Ooh. It is 7.3.
Ooh.
Very close. Very close indeed. So interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you that one. That's another win. Another tick in the box there for you. getting pretty good at this. Okay, well, what about Twitter? What has Twitter got to say?
Yeah, a handful of Mighty Ones fans on the old Twitter. We've got Jake Strick, who says, "The Mighty Ones is the best new TV show I ever seen."
That Southern American accent there.
Yeah, he very much on purpose omitted the V there. So I assume that's how it was. He wanted it to be said. It says, yeah. Four main characters, all dumb. Watch it. So,
what a review.
Yeah. So not bad. Not bad on that one. We've got the Nazaro, who says, The Mighty Ones is one of the most underrated shows today. It is so cartoony and funny.
I mean, you can't argue that it's cartoony.
With
it being a cartoon.
Yeah.
But it is, jokes aside, I'd agree with that. It's pretty cartoony, you know. It's classic. I mean, you can see why it was pitched in Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Nazaro. And then finally, we've got Charlie P. Gavin, who says, you should watch The Mighty Ones on Hulu to see whether or not they die in the last episode.
That would take a real turn.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really good reason to watch anything. Just see if the creators have absolutely pulled the rug out from you in the last moment.
I wonder if they just tweet that for any show they want people to watch.
You should watch SpongeBob SquarePants to see if they die in the last episode.
Yeah, good reason.
Yeah.
So is that all the tweets?
There is a lot of people who like the show. That I did see some really cool. Someone had made some Mighty Ones. They were like toast creations. It was just like food on toast in the shape of the characters, which is quite cool. And there's a bit of fan art on there, but not a lot of discourse about it, actually. There's not loads in comparison to other shows. So
there you go. Yeah, well, I mean, looking at those IMDb rating numbers as well, you can tell that the numbers are low. I mean, that's something we keep coming across with Hulu shows.
Yes, yeah.
They seem very much, you know, hidden.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have Hulu over here. This is like the UK doesn't have Hulu.
No.
So we get them through, you know, it's kind of a hodgepodge of different mediums.
Yeah. Everything kind of gets separated out over here and it just turns up on other places. But
yeah.
So we haven't even got that option. But yeah, it doesn't look like there's lots of Hulu folks out there by the looks of it.
Maybe that's why it's not getting its just desserts.
It's a weird environment for the old streaming services these days. You know, it used to be, you know, back in my day it was just Netflix. We just had the old Netflix. And now obviously there's pretty much one for every IP now.
Like every show has its own. I'm amazed at. To be honest, it's got to get to a point, hasn't it, where it falls in on itself.
Yeah.
This is getting ridiculous now. With prices going up as well.
I know. Yeah, you're going to be paying way more than just cable prices in the next 5 years. We're going to see the reverse of everything.
And it's an interesting thing because over here, obviously, instead of cable, we have Sky.
Yeah.
And that's a similar thing, you know, all the channels you pay for it. It's satellite, telly, I suppose. But then now it seems that a lot of what are streaming services in other countries seem to be just adding things to Sky, like you get it as an add-on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can kind of see it going back to what it was in a way.
Which is weird, really, because I thought it was the revolution. Now it's like, we just ended up where we started.
No, as always, greed has killed evolution.
Yes.
C'est la vie. Well, yes, the Mighty Ones. Let's discuss it.
Yes.
So going back to sort of things, obviously we're kind of underrated for, I would say, for reasons of Hulu. Unseen. I think if this was on a, you know, it's not like if it was on Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, you know, people, it reminded me of a bit like, you know, those, the sort of less popular cartoons, but still reasonably good.
Yeah. Yeah. That ones you'd just like happen to catch like the same episode out of every.
Yeah. This would have been really good in like the old way of viewing, you know, if it's just like on.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have to watch it because you're waiting for what's next, and then you're like, "Oh, this is pretty good, actually." Oh, this guy didn't like this because it was about belief. Well, yeah, it's an interesting premise: a leaf, a twig, a rock, and a strawberry.
Yeah,
just going about their days. We saw the first episode, which is two little segments, and you kind of straight away come across the kind of problems that would go in their lab. It's got a sort of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. They really kind of play up the fact that they're small. You know, like the environment there is quite literally just like, you know, somebody's garden and that's their whole world. And they sort of play on the gags of just, you know, what it's like to be that minuscule and the kind of issues you get, which I always find quite fun still to this day. I don't know why it's like, feel like we, you know, after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and, you know, that kind of, I'm sure there's, you know, there's a bunch of other things where everyone's tiny. There's like the, you know, there's the Grounded video game nowadays and stuff that's doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every day of the week. But it's still, you know, it still feels fresh in a way, like still feels fun. And yeah, so you're like, because you know, what would it be like to be that small? It's a very different, you know, you have a very different perspective on the world.
That's it. Like, you know, the most mundane places become absolute adventures and dangerous. And I think it's actually, it's one of them premises that even though you've seen it a load of times, it's never been done at length.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's always just small bits. And therefore there's plenty of material still left in it, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's also an idea that sort of it's a good way to sort of capture kids' imaginations as well, because like as a kid, I remember being like, "Wow, that's really crazy! Like, imagine if I was that small, and then that thing would be huge, even though to me right now it's really small, but it would be massive if I was even smaller than it." Like, just kind of getting your head around how size works.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes like it makes the garden more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I remember as well as a kid, you know, you do obviously you go outside, you play with your mates, but you're not always just non-stop playing. You get pretty bored. And then I remember there was times you're just sitting on the grass like, what shall we do? And then you just end up looking at the grass and you find an insect and you're like, oh, what's this guy doing? And you just watch him. And just things like that. But these kind of things make, like, you know, you do start thinking that. And then when you've seen them, it adds even more to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, in a weird way, it does kind of get you back in touch with nature, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
And sort of starting to see the stuff that we, you know, we see every day and you're like, yeah, tree, great, fantastic. Suddenly that becomes kind of fascinating in a way. Which is cool, really, because, you know, everything is kind of, it does have another layer to it. You know, we obviously take for granted a lot of the sort of stuff that's in our environment normally. But it works in the artificial kind of sense as well, like, you know, like all the kind of structures and man-made things that we've got. And, you know, I mean, litter in general, there's loads of different things and textures and shapes and, you know, bizarre things in that world that would you know, equally become interesting.
Well, straight away in these episodes, so like the whole particularly the second segment where someone just puts a piece of glass down and it separates them and they're like this force field, that's a good idea, isn't it? Like, anything is the most, you know, simple thing can become an entire story that you can think about and stuff. What about, so moving on from that, what about the characters? Like, were there any, what did you like and what didn't you like?
I think, characters wise, I think everyone kind of had something. There was, the kind of I did like the Leaf. He was pretty fun. just very, you know, I think they did a good job of sort of like trying to sort of sync their, you know, what they actually were with their sort of personality, because he was very breezy, you know, very calm, very very loose.
Also, you know, he was quite like, he was constant, it was like he was constantly tripping out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I guess that was a Marijuana Leaf reference.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't necessarily pick up on as a kid, but it's got that classic, you know, when you're watching it when you're older, you can kind of make that link.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's no specific reference, so you don't have to worry about your kids seeing it.
That's it. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's there. It's there for the...
Yeah.
It's there for the 420 crowd. They'll love it. he was pretty fun. But I guess the Rock character was kind of like the main one and seemed pretty sort of tenacious and was kind of like getting stuck into it. And she was quite fun. I think in the first one, she seemed like the one to go for, just because she seemed to kind of have an idea of how everything worked, and everyone else was just completely clueless. it worked in the framework of the episode. It was quite funny that she was just, you know, left at the bottom of a puddle or whatever, with no help whatsoever.
I liked the way at first I was a bit like, so that kind of episode, it was clearly the first episode because they were trying to explain the characters in a way that was a little bit on the nose at times.
Yeah.
And it was almost like they were saying their traits. Once they'd done that and got over it, then it kind of, you know, it flowed.
Yeah.
But that did wind me up a little bit. However, as it went on, I quite enjoyed it. I liked that the Leaf and the Twig were brothers.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was pretty funny. I guess the Strawberry's just ridiculous character.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the link with the Strawberry and the character was, but it worked.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem.
No.
That's all.
Yeah. I liked when she started to go a bit wild. That was quite fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean the whole second episode where they're trying to eat did make me sort of think, would these guys need to eat?
Yeah. Do rocks eat?
Yeah. Really, what's the real weird bit in this episode?
Yeah. I mean, you know, science just doesn't have all the answers sometimes.
Yeah.
We still don't know if rocks eat or not. That's the jury's still out on that one. I'm sure, you know, research is getting funded as we speak.
Oh, into
whether rocks eat.
But someone's feeding their pet rock.
Yeah.
What about the art style?
Yeah, that's definitely something you notice as soon as it begins, is that there's something a little bit different that they're doing here. There's so much texture, isn't there, really, to the sort of backgrounds and the environments. Like, it almost looks like everything is kind of dirty, kind of gritty and just like greasy. And there's a lot kind of going on with the environment. I thought that was quite cool.
But like, meanwhile, the actual style against that is like super cartoony.
Yeah.
Light and breezy as well. So it's not like, you know, you're not watching Spawn.
No.
But it's still got that cartoon. It did remind me a bit of, you know, sort of that, it was kind of like the last sort of generation of cartoons before Adventure Time hit and it changed everything. You know, kind of that like Flapjack. What's that? The other one, it was always on around the same time. Is it Chop Suey or something?
Oh, Chowder.
Chowder, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it had that look to it that really felt familiar, as well as being a sort of new take on it.
Yeah. Chowder's, that they had that thing where the textures were kind of static, weren't they? And so the characters kind of moved around, like you could see that they were almost just like moving around like a grid of whatever that was. And yeah, that was like really visually fun. And yeah, this has definitely got that vibe, like the sort of like some bits are like kind of almost a bit more realistic, like they were in Flapjack, where there's just some things you're like, oh, that looks gross almost, just from a distance even. And I think that added to make the, again, the environment that they were in just kind of feel kind of a bit more impactful, really. But then, like you say, with the contrast of the actual characters, they were fun. Like they're fun, simple. Like I like that the Rock's hair was just kind of like moss that was like interchangeable. Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah, there's definitely so much they can do with it as well. Like, it is a shame it's not got a bigger audience, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Because it does feel kind of like it does come from an older kind of era, really. Like it's from the tone of it and the sort of the comedy as well as the style. Was there anything you didn't get on with, really?
It was only really that sort of those moments in the first episode where it felt like they were really trying too hard to tell you who the characters were rather than just telling you.
Right, yeah.
Because you would have found out pretty easily if they'd have just done it.
Mm.
There was just something forced about it. Like I say, it didn't last long. And otherwise, I didn't really have any problem. What about you?
I think my only gripe really was the one of the human characters was really off-putting for me. that's a very, like, British accented, like, booked tooth.
Was she Australian or something?
I don't know.
Just a bad accent, do you think?
Maybe, yeah. But, yeah, it was weird because I noticed, like, the strawberry has, like, a very pronounced tooth. But that didn't really annoy me. But then when it was, like, a human character, it was like, oh, they just don't really
But she was, like, missing a top lip, wasn't
she? Yeah.
They clearly made her like that on purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it was just like, oh, that's... I don't like them. I'm glad they're a minor part of this story.
I thought
that was cool though that they had that sort of human element in there, and then obviously like what they did, their minor thing has made a huge impact on the little guys, which is
and it was a really stupid thing. It was quite like funny as well, really. All right. Well, you know, we've discussed the episode, so let's move on. Let's give our final reviews. Hi, my name is Alistair Smythe from TV's Spider-Man, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new product, Alistair Smythe's Rock Food. That's right, food for your rock.
Mr. Smythe, I think my rock hasn't had his breakfast. Do you do a small meal version of your rock food?
Sure we do. That's called the Smythe Rock Snack. All rocks need snacks. Snacks are important for a daily calorie amount for a rock. They need breakfast, they need lunch, they need dinner, they need supper. But they also need snacks in between.
Hello, Mr. Smythe. I'm not entirely sure whether my rock is alive or whether it's just hungry. How would one tell whether he needs his rock food or not?
Quite simple. Put the food in front of the rock and the rock will eat if he is hungry or she is hungry. Don't worry, your rock knows what's going on inside its stomach. Feed it at your own leisure.
Mr. Smythe, my rock identifies as vegan or vegetarian. Do you have a plant-based option for my rock, sir?
Not only do we have a plant-based option, I recommend it. The plant-based rock option is perfect for all rocks, whether non-plant-based or based. Some like meat, its effect, but all of them like vegetables. Smythe's new vegetarian and vegan rock food is perfect for all rocks, no matter how rocky they are. So, if you need food for your rock, as you all will, come down and buy new Smythe's rock food, perfect for all rocks. Rock on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a three-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, interchangeable moss hair.
Oh, yeah.
We know you all want it. Thumbs down, people placing glass willy-nilly, separating lives.
Yeah.
Think before you place. And shaky middle. Nickelodeon's choice in not picking this for their network. What's going on? So good, bad, in the middle there. Okay, so the Mighty Ones, your thoughts?
I did like the way this show looked. I think that you know, it's, you could definitely pick it out from a crowd. It's definitely doing its own thing. Looks quite different to a lot of the other stuff that's kind of available at the minute, so that's good. I think the characters were really fun. And, you know, once you did get to sort of like what they were about, they were, you realised that, you know, they're actually pretty well thought out, as well as being very much like, they felt like cartoon characters. You know, there was a lot of silly stuff. There's a lot of just, you know, bizarre decisions being made, and it made for a fun show to watch, really, because, you know, if any rational people were in those situations, it'd be very straightforward. But that's kind of what made it fun, was it's just like, oh, we're just going to get to the, we don't know how we're going to get to the end, but somehow they'll figure it out. But it's always a kind of silly way of doing it. It did kind of bring back a lot of that stuff of like, oh, you know, the sort of the world of microorganisms and mini beasts and stuff. That is quite fun, actually, and it does still feel quite unexplored. And I think that was something that would really appeal to kind of younger audiences as well, of just kind of trying to get back in touch with just, you know, like these, you know, what the world looks like from down there. There was a lot of good things about it. I did laugh. It did make me chuckle a little bit. I thought that the voice acting was really cool. Like they sort of really managed to like lean into those characters and stuff. And yeah, came up with some really fun little sort of snippets and stories to kind of go through. So yeah, I'd definitely be up for watching more and seeing kind of what silly mishaps they get into. So for me, it's going to be a thumbs up for Mighty Ones.
Thumbs up. There you go. Fresh. Yes, I agree. I mean, obviously I say about the beginning kind of started to wind me up, but it quickly faded and I just started to enjoy it. The characters are great. I like how much they've managed to draw from essentially inanimate objects character wise, yeah, because somehow they fit. And you kind of think it's so weird that we can attribute this amount of characteristics to something that doesn't have a character in a way. I liked all the little bonus characters, not just the people, but, you know, there's like ladybirds and snails or ladybugs, if you're American, things like that, that are just kind of, I don't know, just added to the overall feel of it. That and like you say, that, you know, that miniaturism is such a cool little thing and works so well for a cartoon. The only thing, and we didn't really discuss it before, but that I don't get, and I guess kind of a size reference, but the name, the Mighty Ones, I don't really feel it fits.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, really.
I don't know if it's because they're tiny, but mighty doesn't necessarily mean big. So, yeah, that's kind of a drawback, but it doesn't affect the overall show. So, yeah, I too am a thumbs up.
Ho, ho, ho.
There we go. Two freshy thumbs up.
Look at that.
Look at this. We're getting good, which is good because the last Hulu entry was two thumbs down. Crossing Swords.
Yeah.
There we go. But, you know, we're not the only ones with opinions. Maybe you disagree with us. Maybe you think, what are you on about? That was a load of rubbish. Or maybe you're like, oh, you didn't do thumbs up enough, even though it's two thumbs. Well, you can let us know on the three minuscule rocks of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. So please do get in touch. I know, you know, we don't always get it right. You don't always agree with us. So it's always nice to have a little conversation about that or just say hi. If you like the show, please feel free to rate and review us. Or better yet, just share it with someone. Tell someone else about us. We also have extra content over on our Patreon page. Again, you'll find us at Toon Jam Pod. And if you want to find our older episodes, then you can find them over on YouTube. Otherwise, as always, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.